This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
We are so happy to be with you again today. We always look so forward to this.
Yeah.
And just whether it's morning, afternoon, or nighttime, that you're in a good place and are happy to be alive.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a good topic today.
We do. And, you know, denial is the oldest technique for survival.
It is.
You know, salvation can be used to deny the need for transformation, which we'll explain here in a minute. A lifetime of habits and wounds, they need our attention right now. Don't allow salvation to over-spiritualize your need to change so you can be free to enjoy your life.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from Romans 11:9. King David spoke of this same thing when he said, Let their good food and other blessings trap them into thinking all is well.
Between them and God.
Between themselves and God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That is denial in every form. Because in a situation like that, they don't need God. I think everything is okay.
I mean, you'll see someone at church or in the business place, whatever. Hey, man, how's it going? Everything's great, man. It's awesome.
Looks that way.
Yeah, it looks that way. Yeah.
Good food, and you're living a great life, driving a new car. You got that big house, and all that's good and everything, but really, what's going on the inside? That's what others, you know, they don't see.
Yeah, you know, that's why the transformation. You know, when you're saved, you know, God gives you salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But your transformation is changing yourself.
From within.
From within, okay? And then, of course, then from there, you continue with your sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
Is getting to know God more. But your transformation, you know, in the scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, the old is gone, the new has come.
Right.
Which is great. It's true. You know, that's in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
But the old is gone, the new has come is a process.
Mm-hmm.
That continues, you know. That means, you know, you're a new creation. Jesus has given you a new chance.
Mm-hmm.
And because of your desire to be his man or woman, then he starts, you know, your transformation begins. But it has to begin within,
right.
You know, to deal with the issues that you're dealing with. Okay, and give them to God.
Well, and we want to safeguard people from making the decision to give their life to Christ, thinking, I'm going to be able to stop smoking. I'm not going to be doing drugs anymore. Alcohol's not going to be a problem. My weight's going to be under control. I'm not going to have any anger issues or resentment. In a perfect world, exactly. That would be when we all are in heaven.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, we have a lifetime of wounds that need to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get there overnight. And we try to caution that over-spiritualizing our salvation experience, because that is the greatest decision you can ever make. But then that comes the hard work of change.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's not that glamorous, but it's necessary for you to have that fullness.
Yeah.
And to live in joy and to understand, you know, why am I still struggling? Why am I going through this? I gave my life to Christ, but this is still going on with me. That's because you need transformation.
That's right.
And y'all that follow us know how big we are with mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes being discipled, being mentored, having a transparency about you. We've all got a past.
Yeah.
Time to deal with it.
And during our transformation, I mean, there's going to be a lot of times that we have to ask for God's help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as we have breath in us, there's never a time that we can't ask for God's help and forgiveness. And that's an amen there. I mean, that's grace, and that's his mercy. Because as long as we're breathing, We can ask for his forgiveness and we can ask for his help.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know what? The longer we deny our problems, deny that things are really going on in our life,
mm-hmm.
God expects us to be obedient. And with our obedience, then he can work with you.
But I want to go back to what we were saying about it being the oldest technique for survival. When you're in denial, it is a survival. It's for your own personal protection. You're wanting to avoid pain, of having to really deal with something and face something. And also, once something's exposed, maybe mm-hmm. in your life or someone else's, then there's decisions that have to be made. So in a lot of cases, it's easier to just deny that any of this is going on. And you can be in a gathering, and there's the saying, you know, the elephant in the room that nobody talks about because of denial. Because after that is exposed and it's all in the open, now what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And that's usually where it's like, ooh, I do not want to feel this. I don't want to work on this. But honestly, until that takes place, there's no freedom. And getting it out is what's going to help that healing process, because the enemy works in the dark.
That's true.
As long as everything is in the dark, and then your thinking gets all messed up, and then it's distorted, and then you begin to sometimes believe the things that you're denying. And it's a real sick, dysfunctional place to be. And all come, you know, it's all part of that thing between our ears, and that's our brain,
yep.
and our thinking. Got to get that straightened out. So, and again, like we mentioned yesterday, so much of denial is fear. A fear of having to deal with this stuff once it is out.
That's true.
But Jesus is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that we're going to go through that he's not already been through, has experience with. And so that keeps us going back to him. That's where our dependence on him comes from, which is what he wants anyway, is us to be totally dependent on him. And for people that are decision makers, that are in charge, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of pride there that has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
A lot of independent thinking. I don't need God. I've got all this other stuff. Well, yeah, what are you doing when things are going bad? How are you numbing that pain?
Yeah.
You don't have to live in denial anymore. You can be free from all of those survival techniques like abuse, substance abuse, addiction, and denial. And be free.
That's true. You know, and the longer you wait, you know, this extended denial, you know, it's always costly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've heard people say, well, I'm saved now, and so everything's good. You know, I guess I won't be doing, like you said earlier, I won't be doing this or that or whatever. You know what? God wants you to face it. Okay. Face your the things that you're going through, not stop denying it. And allow him into your life to go forward, you know, to work on these things. It may not happen overnight, okay? But we can cause great pain to others the longer we wait.
Yeah, but the main thing right now is we're causing severe damage to ourselves.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, by causing damage to ourselves, we can cause damage to others.
It's so unhealthy.
Yeah, and the longer you take to deal with it, the more difficult it's going to be to change.
Mm-hmm.
The time to seek change is now.
Yeah, not now, but right now. When you're ready. When you're ready.
Yeah, so that's right.
We don't want that to be your survival technique. We don't want denial to be your survival technique.
Right.
We want it to be a trusting, loving relationship with God, that no matter what's exposed, no matter what you stop denying, that you understand he's going to help you survive it. Because he will.
Right.
He did us.
And the thing about denial, and I'll stop with this, but the thing about denial is this. I mean, it's in you anyway. It's happening, okay? But once you open up, let's say you open up to another man or woman, you know, accountability partner, mentorship person, discipleship. But when you open up to God, you know, and if you stumble, okay, or when you stumble, then it's open. It's in the open. I mean, you're not denying it anymore. You know, you're not living in shame. You know, you don't have this shame about you because you've already opened up that, man, I got this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I need help. And God works through people.
And you remember, God has your back.
Oh, man.
That is what
back,
he wants.
Back, front, side, and, you know.
Well, that's what he wants for us to do. And then you watch how he begins to help you work it out in other ways.
That's right.
Once the denial stops, that's he'll exactly honor right. that.
Well, what's the first step, honey, in getting rid of denial?
Well, is to sincerely, from I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired heart.
Yeah.
And I'm going to trust God like I've never had before and give him my life.
That's right. And getting the white flag and waving it and saying, Jesus, I'm all in. You know, I'm tired of this denial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? If that's you, then today's the day. It was January 16th. For you to sincerely give your life to Christ. You know, give your heart to him. And, you know, maybe you have in the past, and maybe you've walked away for some reason, and maybe you're just realizing, man, I didn't really give my heart to him. Then today's the day. Or possibly you may be in church for a long time, you know, and you're just realizing, man, I've got a lot of denial, man. We're sorry, our dog is making noises. But anyway, you know, and you may just realize right now that, you know, my gosh, you know, I have a lot of denial in me. And I need to give my heart to him. So if you would, please pray this prayer. Stop the denial and accept him as your survival and your salvation. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. And Lord, thank you that I can stop this denial in my life. Lord, we know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, my sins are forgiven, because you say they are when I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I'm tired of this denial. I'm ready to go forward and to be healed in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listen, we thank y'all. I mean, this has been something of a topic. You know, it's a great topic, but it's something that needs to be talked about. And I'm sure we'll touch on it more as in future podcasts. And if you have any comments on this topic or if you gave your life to Christ, please email us at livingitup.org. And so we can pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
And start praying about a church this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one that has a mentorship, a discipleship program. Ask them when you go, if they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always extremely beneficial and I think necessary, in my opinion. And I think yours too, Teresa, to have someone walk along with you
mm-hmm.
during this great new walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. This has been great. And, you know, we understand denial. It's the oldest technique for survival there is.
Mm-hmm.
And salvation can be used to deny the need for transformation. And we don't want that. Okay? We want you to have confidence to deal with decisions and stop avoiding pain. Because a lifetime of habits and wounds need your attention now. Don't allow salvation to over-spiritualize your need to change. We want you to trust so you can enjoy your life and stop the denial.
That's right.
So until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.